Hello, friends. On today's show, land developers are told to park it someplace else. A teen boy tells a tale as old as time. Well, if time started 4,000 years ago. Aurora Borealis shining down in Dallas. Can you picture that? And a grad student performs for her supper. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the after times.
You get what I'm talking about.
So come on. What say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world? You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
This is a great idea. Let's try. Hey, ladies, you want me now?
I know it's not important, but I'm proud. I'm proud of the new format.
So we touch the story.
Yes.
And then it takes us to...
It expands. Well, no, if you click to the left, actually, okay. So it, you see how there's arrows next to it?
Yes.
So click there. Touch there.
Touch
there.
Huh? What?
That's right. It opens right up to the stuff that we'll be talking about.
That's pretty nifty.
Yep.
That's pretty nifty, sir.
That's what I was doing, wasting my time typing at work today.
At work. We use with the air quotes there.
At the bio job. I don't know.
The bio job.
I don't know.
The bio job.
That's like hiding bodies,
that's
right?
Like,
is that what that
it's
is?
This is kind of the cyber job. That's the bio job.
Hey, Thibodeau, the crawdads will get rid of this
Me,
one.
Yeah, I'm going to get that bio job, yeah.
If the pigs don't get it, the crawdads will.
Hey, they like that.
Like, wait, what job has he got?
What?
I think it's a tech job. I don't.
Are you moonlighting, like, in the moonlight?
Yeah. Keeps the mosquitoes away. I don't know. All I know is you're listening to Two Beers In. A place where we talk about biology.
Do we?
And good news in biology.
Crawfish food.
And drinking. Oh.
Yeah,
okay, it's not a good one this week, all right? that opener is not. I'd like to.
So smooth.
Oh, no, we're not starting over.
I'd like to claim that I'm going to edit this out.
No.
But we all know.
We all know.
I'm not going to.
You're not going to do that, because then you'd have less time for all that
typing. All the typing that I'm wasting my time on.
At the bio job.
At the bio job.
The bio job or the bayou job?
You know, I like both.
Okay.
If I'm in Louisiana,
it's the bayou job.
May it's that job by you, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm your host, one of them at least,
yeah.
Brett Weaver. I'm enjoying a Cellus White with a bit of orange in it.
Wow.
Who's that over there?
I'm Monica Ballard, your co-host.
Ah.
I'm enjoying a rum punch because I earlier... At lunch, which I had at 4:20 this afternoon.
Nice.
Had a Kona beer, which I, in this rain, I felt like I paddled in to Tumble 22 to enjoy.
It was quite rainy today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it ever? Yeah.
And there's Doug over there. Doug, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Helles.
We're back.
Not to be confused.
Back to the classics.
Yep. Not a Cellus. It's a Helles.
I have a Cellus, you have a Helles.
Absolutely.
I have a rum punch.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I'll get to Scotland before you. I don't know.
We're really mixing them up. That's a mixed bag right there.
We've got some great stories today.
Yeah.
One of them is local.
Local.
Fantastic. That's our first story for today.
Yes.
We've got music that is going to surprise no one when I start playing it. But it's one that I heard on the, I would love to say, our sister show. It's not.
No.
Song Exploder, which is a great podcast. If you have not listened to it, I would recommend it.
Hey, and it's our friend Reed that just walked up too.
Hey, Reed.
Reed, here, look. No, no, go. Yeah, sit there.
Sit, Reed.
There.
Look.
I'm going to start the first story, then I'm going to give you headphones.
Okay, great.
And all right. Will not give you a mic because you're fucking late.
We're out of mics.
Yeah. No, I have one more.
You can steal mine when you need it.
Yeah.
Yes.
My friend Reed Jacobson just came up.
Yay!
He's very funny, and we sometimes write weird music together. So the first story that we're talking about today is there's a great family that's out. So if you're not from here, there's this great little spot called Hamilton Pool. Hamilton Pool is it's a caved-in cave that has now become a pool, and it's beautiful.
It has a waterfall.
Yes.
Google it.
It's really, we'll wait.
Thank you. Okay.
Spent many a time there over the years that I've lived here in Austin. I love it. Right next to it is a place called Reimer Ranch, which is a big spot that they've turned into a park. And has bike trails and all kinds of stuff.
Full of Weimer Reiners?
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doug. So what happened was, next to all of that is a large ranch called the RKG Ranch?
Former cattle ranch.
And it's been around for about 50 years that the family has been living there. And some developers came and said, hey, you know what would be great is if we bought your ranch and built a bunch of shitty houses on it.
McMansions. That would be
great.
Yay.
Yes, that would be great, right?
They probably could have sold that plan better.
Okay. Well, and I guess I've just tipped my hand on what I think about that. So what they decided to do instead was donate it all to the state and turn it into a park. And so now this whole natural area is going to be over there besides the two places, and it's going to be a new park. So we have a new park.
Wait, I can't buy one of those houses?
Nope.
No, you can.
No, actually, you could buy one of those shitty houses.
Nice.
I mean, you could, Doug.
If they don't exist. How can I?
Well, right. You know, like that's ever kept people from selling shitty houses.
I'm not really a Florida swamp property purchaser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm a Florida condo purchaser.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, hold on now.
I didn't say I didn't own property in Florida. I just said I don't buy swamp.
So this kind of connects a bunch of other parks and such.
Especially the two that's right there.
Uh-huh.
And then Lake Travis is close by.
Okay.
It's a beautiful area. In fact, further down the Hamilton Pool Road, they shot the
sheriff.
The last
not
version,
the
not the deputy.
The last version of the Alamo was shot out there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The one that nobody remembers.
No, I remember it because I was almost cast in it.
Oh, there
but
you
they,
go.
But they wanted to cast me as a Mexican soldier, and their number one question was, "Can you ride horseback?" It's kind of like, let's overlook the fact that I'm A, not male, and B, not Mexican or ethnic in any way. But what you really went there for there was, can you ride horseback? And I was like, no.
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 And they said, well, wait, hold on. Maybe we can make this work.
Hang on.
And there's Mexican guys going, I can do it.
I can
do
it.
They don't sound like that.
No, they don't.
They just say, I can do it. And they're like, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You're not exactly the type we're looking for. It's like, look, just go down to the Home Depot.
Yeah.
And like, you guys, you want to be? And they're like, what does it pay?
Can you ride horseback?
They're like, sure.
Sure. Can you roller skate?
Exactly the same thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Same thing. it's going to be great. The acquisition adds to a cluster of public parks located in a spot that is Hamilton Pool Preserve, hiking areas and swimming holes and Milton Reimer Ranch where the dogs are. And I think that that's what they should do is make Reimer Ranch
a Weimer Reiner.
It's a dog park.
Yes.
But only for
Weimer Reiners.
Yes. So they're thinking that it'll open to the public 2025 or 2026. And it's a win for conservationists and Austinites, because always we need more green space, I personally believe. So the
grandson, who was sort of inherited all the land that the developers went to.
Yes.
His name is Jordan Scott.
Jordan Scott.
I love the fact that as a boy, he spent about 6 weeks every summer and loved roaming the ranch. He floated its creeks on an inner tube, chased snakes and deer through the pastures, mm-hmm. hiked to freshwater springs and searched for arrowheads, fossils, and other treasures, one memorable find being a snapping turtle shell as big as a cowboy hat.
Well.
Hey, now, that's a...
Did he wear it as a hat? Did he try?
Maybe. But he would have to play war for something like that.
How dead was that turtle?
It doesn't say.
Okay, because that would be even grosser. It's like, recently dead.
Right, yeah.
Snapping turtle. Why are you wearing... I'm a hero on a half shell. Turtle power.
It's no longer snapping.
So, yeah, here's one Californian that came out and did something good in Texas.
There.
Yep. Year away, hikers will be able to explore. It's great. I
love it.
There's so much that's in this article, but...
I can't wait to go see the dogs.
Yes. I like the dog park.
Are there puppies? They're puppies.
No, stop it.
Like there's a sudden surge of people asking for the dogs.
Yeah, where's the dogs?
A bunch of confused people going, what?
Look over by the gravel pit. Oh, no.
We listened to the podcast, and they scared us wrong.
Monica.
No.
Christy, no, I'm approved.
Yes.
Oh, no. Not good.
Yeah, so, excellent.
Yay.
Yay. Now, next, let's go. Wait, you know what? I'm going to do something real quick. I'm going to unplug these headphones.
Dun, 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 dun. So he's undressing now, and he's shaking his thing.
It is getting him a drink.
And then we can listen to us do this.
How do you get the tassels going in different directions?
Go look at the dog park. It's okay. While we were today, we were planning on going to this even seedier bar than this one.
Hey.
Oh yeah,
it is.
It's pretty seedy.
It's seedy.
Okay.
Called Buddy's Place, further up Burnett Road, and. When I got there, I went in to ask. Doug was already there. And come to find out, a band was playing at 7 o'clock. And even though I am happy to record with, you know, music like you're hearing right now.
We don't like shouting over bands.
I don't want to shout over bands.
That's right.
We've done that. If you listen to an old episode of Two Beers In when we went to Cellus.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You'll definitely hear... Why we don't do that.
We also shouted over a trivia contest.
We did. Yeah, that was the thing.
Look,
headphones for you, Reed.
Headphones.
Yeah, I had to catch up on drank.
Drank.
Yeah.
No, we're just one in right now.
My liver isn't pickled.
You know, Reed, you have to say what you're drinking.
It's a Paloma. It's a house Paloma.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What
are
you doing? Are you?
I'm fighting these cans.
There you go.
How do headphones work?
I like it when you fight those cans. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
How do ears work?
There you go. Now it's working. There you go. Is that good?
I feel like I'm here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
His level could be... Oh, wait.
Well, he doesn't have a microphone.
Have a mic.
That's why. This is a good drink.
Yep.
Yep.
And now Reed will be whispering the Gettysburg Address.
This show called Two Palomas In.
Two Palomas In, yes.
One
yes,
Paloma.
It is.
Two Palomas.
Two Palomas In. So our next story this is really interesting. So this is about Michael Hoffman, who is a new author, and like him, the protagonist of his book is a teenager. But there's an age gap between them about 4,000 years.
Get out.
Okay, bye.
No, wait, no.
I made it younger, but not that
young.
Yeah.
Doug, this is problematic. So it's because Hoffman brought to light the story of a young Egyptian from ancient times named Pepi, whose father, Keti, is intent on getting his son a job in the royal court. So this is something that actually, well, I mean, this is something he actually translated. He found the cuneiform and all of that and started doing a process of figuring out. So what's funny is Hoffman is a young man as well. Isn't that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's been translating ancient texts since middle school and became fascinated by this 4,000-year-old or so piece of literature from ancient Egypt's Middle Kingdom known as the Instruction of Keti or the Satire of the Trades.
Satire of the Trades.
Trades.
Wow, I feel like I deal with that every working day.
Yep. So it was written on papyrus, and it has yielded vast amounts of information about the ancient societies from the Judean tribes, Egypt, Greece, and classical Rome. And under the guidance and collaboration of his two co-authors, Hoffman spent 3.5 years translating the hieroglyphics into modern-day prose and gathering images to tell the story. And what's been great about it is, so this sounds kind of stuffy, right? But it's not. It ends up being just a really interesting story that he's been able to share. And now kids are reading it, and parents are reading to their kids, and you're learning about these people that were around 4,000 years ago.
And most importantly, now we know that, now we've learned that one of the oldest names in the world is Pepi.
Pepi, yes.
Le Pew.
Yeah.
Pepi Le Pew.
Yeah.
And now we know that Pepi Le Pew's father's name was Keti Le Pew. Yeah.
So he's reading 4,000-year-old Playboys for the stories.
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah, for the articles.
Yeah. That's right. So young people will gobble it up without realizing they are learning, and even adults with advanced degrees will find themselves engrossed, educated, and fascinated by the story of an Egyptian father giving life advice to his son, and astonished how little parenting has changed across the millennia.
Get off your papyrus.
Yes, come on.
Come on, put the papyrus down.
You could have been a doctor.
Right, exactly. Back in my day, we didn't even have papyrus.
You don't even know how to use leeches.
Right.
So there's this one story that I often tell when I'm giving tours out at Pioneer Farms.
Yes.
And we stop by this house called the Bell House. Judge James Bell was a Texas judge, and his eldest daughter, Evelyn, on her 17th birthday, he gave her an empty book. And Judge Bell was very, very prolific. He was a very prolific writer and kind of a romantic as well. He was always writing poems for his wife and children and such. So he gives this empty book to Evelyn on her 17th birthday. And he writes in the front, he says, "Write not frivolous things in this book, but things of great import that will matter to you later." As a result, Evelyn didn't write a damn thing in the book. So he took it back after a year and started writing his own poetry in there just to get her on her way.
Sure. Right? Sure.
This is kind of the thing that I mean, Evelyn. She didn't write a damn thing even after that. And the book went up for auction. And I found all this stuff out. And it's just, and people are asking, when was this? And I go, yeah, this was the 1870s.
Wow.
And people would always say, not very much has changed, has it?
No. Just the length of the skirts.
You don't know me.
Yeah. Well, it's. I mean, in the end, he was more interested in that stuff than she was.
Well,
but then maybe she also was interested in reading his stuff.
And what she's hearing is, you know, put stuff in there I can judge you about. And
yeah.
She's like, oh, so nothing goes in there.
Because after a year, he, you know, fine, I'll take it back.
Right.
I mean, if he would have said, you know, write me a bunch of fart poetry, she
would have been right on it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sure she didn't, you know, he didn't want her to write a bunch of stuff in there about, oh, Gregory has dumped me, and that sort of thing. He didn't want
I showed my ankle yet again.
Yes, oh, yes.
Oh, that's
Mother
so
was
hot.
So displeased.
Meanwhile, she has an OnlyFans account.
But yes.
Only
this,
ankles.
This stuff has been going on for time yeah. immemorial.
That, yeah. As soon as we think that things are so much different, we find like, oh, it's just we have.
Yeah. Just.
We have medicine now.
Yeah.
That's.
Nudie teams are forever.
Yes.
Right. She should have met up with Pepe.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her father would have never approved.
No, probably not.
He's 4,000 years too old for you.
So, unfortunately, this next story is going to be over by the time this hits the air. But I kind of wanted to talk about it anyway because I like science. Over the last few weeks, there has been a big sunstorm that has happened. And because of it, we've been fine. Well, we haven't because it's been raining all the time.
Yeah.
But the Aurora Borealis has been actually shining down in Dallas. Can you picture that?
That's
yes. Thank you.
Wow. The guy can rap.
Well, that's the hardest thing. I love that song from The Muppet Show. It's Aurora Borealis shining down in Dallas. Can you picture that? From The Muppet Show. Yeah. So that's been going on, and people are in Florida saying,
yeah.
What are them lights that are in the sky? It's like, that's an airplane. No, those other lights. It's called stars. No, it's a moon, you fucking idiot. And they're like, you don't have to talk to me that way. Right. And we're like, look, I'm sorry. I'm just under a lot of stress, and I'm just noticing that these weird lights are. See, I told you there was weird lights in the sky.
Brett has just described his entire trip to Florida for you. Enjoy that.
Yep. So.
Let me shoot it.
I'm going to shoot it.
I don't understand it. You got to die. Yeah,
right. So the latest coronal mass ejection of X-rays, despite being a magnitude of 8.7, which is very high, isn't likely to cause other sets of auroras, only if interfere with radio communications on the sunlit side of the Earth. I wonder if it's actually been causing problems with the internet too, because I noticed there's been some weird stuff. I don't know if they're connected, but
no, they absolutely are.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So then I won't fire Spectrum after all. Like one more time. So space blog Earth Sky was more positive, saying that while the sun's fresh output won't have much of a dramatic effect on Earth as this weekend's activity, but at least G3 moderate geomagnet storming is in the forecast, which has the potential to produce significant auroral displays under the right conditions. Yes, the rural juror.
Tell us more about the Orioles.
The rural juror.
Rural juror.
You can get some auroral displays down on Lamar.
That's right. Road. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a science thing from Scooby-Doo.
Wow, Scoob. Yeah, the sun's activity was observed by NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory spacecraft. Its mission is to study the sun's dynamics to increase understanding of the nature of sources of solar variability. Wow. Rural juror. Rural juror.
This is all going to be clipped and used in whatever
this
the hell
is
you
why,
want.
Other reason why I drink two beers is maybe I flub a word.
You just use it as
drinking.
An excuse.
You can always pronounce Pepe correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so you always Enketi. Fall back on that. Enketi. Well, I don't know about that one.
Kenny and Pepe. Hey, you know how he is. He's Pepe. But yay. So we had Eclipse that's coming on. We've got beautiful lights. But I did notice that the spectrum of the lights that are here is different. It's more of the blue scale. While further up north, all the ones that I see are mostly green. And I'm wondering if that's an angry...
Wait, you've actually seen the Aurora Borealis?
No, but I've seen pictures of the Aurora Borealis.
Oh, okay.
And like when they say, oh, this is in this area, and it's multiple places, and in that area, it seemed to be blue, while the ones that people see up in Alaska and in Sweden and up
Norway.
In Norway and all of that, it tends to be more of a green hue to it. The ones that I've seen, the pictures that they show.
Yeah.
Now, it may be the same picture that I'm seeing over and over again. I don't think
so. Right, they just shade it.
Yeah.
Why is there a chicken now?
EK's like, I'm painting as fast as I can.
Slow down, God. This is a photo at Anna Maria Island in the area where I grew up.
Which on the is, west coast
remember, we're all the, audio, so the, enjoy this.
On the west coast of Florida, we will put this in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yes, but that's what it looked like on the west coast of Florida.
Very cool.
Oh, that's Frankie Goes to Hollywood to Relax, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Hit me with those laser beams.
Douglas. Douglas.
What? Yes, Mom?
Our final story.
That was a good earworm. Locked into that song now.
Grad student trades piano performances for housing at a senior facility, melting the age divide and making friends.
That's so good.
Yeah, isn't that a great idea?
Sounded like he was saying he traded grad students for housing.
Yep, right. Yeah, he did that.
I missed the last word at first.
I said what I said, Doug.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
A university concert pianist has made an unlikely nest for herself while she continues her studies in old age home. And now this is kind of almost a follow-up to a story that I did like close to the beginning where there were college students that were rooming up with with the elderly so that they could take care of each other.
Yeah,
right.
So Beth Christensen studies piano at the University of Missouri, Kansas City Conservatory. She doesn't have a dorm on the campus, but instead lodges at Claridge Court, a senior living facility. Placed there in July 2023 as a student in residence by a partnership between the home and the conservatory, Christensen says that the experience has been special. Now, that could be...
Special.
Okay, that could be,
you know,
it's been special.
I'm a positive person, so it's been special. And that many of the residents are more than just friendly faces she sees while plunking out a bit of jazz or classical music. They become true friends. So I'm going to keep reading here, but I'm curious to know if there are musicians, elderly musicians.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, they could have a venue. I saw Bad Religion play there, and they were spectacular. they just tore the place
did
up.
Did you see that? Did you see the
Gorilla thing? Biscuits did an amazing matinee show.
Thank you.
For Arbor Day.
Did you see John Mulaney's thing where he had the aging punk rockers on?
No, I'm catching up on
Yeah, that. They had... not System of a Down. They had,
Pillow of a Down.
No, wait. give me 1 second.
Oh, aging. No FX. Three.
No. You're killing me.
Oh, it's like hearing the Who do
See,
my
I'm
generation
the aging,
these days.
I'm the aging now. Right. But
old punk rock.
A Minutemen. The Minutemen.
Oh, the greatest band ever.
Exactly. Oh, that's why I knew it was going to make an impact on you.
That's so
but
good.
The Minutemen
that's
were on there.
One of my
there.
Big regrets is that I missed. I was playing golf with my friends and played. Wore a dark, a black baseball cap in the middle of the summer in Houston, and it was so hot that
How
I
hot
got.
Was it?
I got a little pukey, and the Minutemen were playing that night, and then, like, 3 weeks later, they got in their car wreck and D. Boone passed away.
No.
And they were one of my favorites, still the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, Minutemen are fantastic.
They're the best. So they had Mike Watt. And,
yes. There was two of them.
And the drummer.
Yeah. So we know we have appointment viewing for later on to watch on Netflix that episode. So back to...
So you get Minutemen and System of a Down confused?
I just couldn't...
I got questions.
You know what, Doug? Go back to Florida. So as she says, as I got more comfortable, I try new things and play more recent music. And meanwhile,
like this, like this stuff.
Right I now. Love this song, though. That's the thing. Sometimes people would like it and they'd let me know. Other times they would hate it and they would let me know.
Yeah,
others love to see where the future of music is going, and it's fun to be able to ask what kind of music people want to hear and work it into my repertoire.
Play more Lawrence Welk.
Can you? Excuse me. Could you play System of a Down?
Oh, God. What kind of retirement home would that be?
I mean, think about the Gen X. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're starting. Right.
I can't wait for our retirement homes with, like, a skate park in the back and tattoo removal every Friday.
Yeah, it's true. Oldies stations have Nirvana on them now. So,
yeah,
you
really.
Know.
Yeah.
The oldies stations have Nirvana on them.
Right, right.
Yep.
Oldies.
Yep.
Tell me about the old days.
Well, there was this band called Yes. And who? Oh. No, that was a different band.
Different band.
Yeah.
Guess who? I don't want to guess. Tell me.
So not only do we want to play music for you, which we'll be doing later, just like this nice lady, but we also want to hear from you. And to hear from us, or hear from you, for you to hear to us,
right.
For us to hear together.
It's a rented tongue.
Yeah.
Wow. Patreon.com/2beersin. If you go there, you will find things. You will fill them out, and we will give more content to you. You can do that by paying the $5 a month level. It's just $5 a month.
Yeah. $5
a month, and you get an extra episode that we do that is way more random than this.
Do we have show notes in there?
We do have show notes.
Yeah. And do we have show notes for other shows?
Yes.
Well, we'll do that.
That would be really
sure.
Funny,
you know?
Yeah, make more work for me. Thank you, Reed. Make more work for me.
All you do all day is type anyway.
That's all I'm doing is typing all day.
This is all about a Star Trek podcast. What is this?
That's right.
What?
Wait, I thought now it's a Muppet podcast?
You realize you can't even get a foot long at Subway for $5 anymore.
Wow.
But you can get all sorts of delightful, tasty tidbits from Two Beers In.
Oh, okay. I thought at... You mean at Subway you could get tasty?
No,
Tasty Tidbits is one of my favorite bands.
Tasty, yeah. You're a tidbit artist, right?
That's I am a tidbit artist.
Yeah.
Bucks. You can send us email at 2beersin@weightlesspod.com.
What if they want to send us more?
If you want to send us more money, like on Venmo or PayPal, you can also use 2beersin@weightlesspod.com, and we will get some of that money. And we will pay for the theme for the website that we've got right now.
Pay for the theme.
Yes. And we will buy more beer. And we will say, because you gave us money, we're now having more than one drink.
Make this 3 beers down.
Yes, that's right.
That's our goal.
Now it's 3 beers in, or as we like to call it, Zizemzem.
Weisenhauer.
So, yeah, you can do that. Just get in touch with us. We want to talk to you. We appreciate you. We love you.
I know.
Yes. So, for our closing song, because I was listening to Song Exploder, the song Do You Realize by Flaming Lips was on. And as I was listening to it, I was like,
he says that a lot.
It's really, he says, do you realize?
He sings
it's like,
that a
yes,
lot.
Wayne.
I saw them play live, and it was like 15 minutes of Do You Realize?
Yeah. Yes. And what's funny about it is it's an impactful song because it does make you think. But then, of course, he's talking about it. He goes, I don't know, man. And you can hear the demo of him doing it. And he goes, yeah, I don't usually sing in tune, and he's all out of tune singing. And he goes, and I didn't really have a chord structure involved, and it's just jinga, 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 jinga. And he goes, and it, like, they did a beautiful job of doing of him just going, oh, how? He goes, but my friend here is really good at figuring out what it is I'm going for, and he turns it into good stuff. And sure enough, he did. He goes, it's just funny how impactful the song has been to other people. Yet we just think of it as a thing we threw together, and we never thought
Oh, that's why they only have one lyric in the song.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty much.
That's at the fill time.
So yeah. I have a couple of friends who got married at a Flaming Lips show in Dallas on New Year's Eve about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, on stage.
On stage?
Yeah.
Officiated by their own person?
Yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they get in, was it his and her bubbles? Did they get married in two different bubbles and then...
I haven't seen those pictures.
He's
then,
on different websites.
They consummated it in a bubble that the audience passed around.
Yes,
that's what I wanted.
And it went opaque at one point. It went opaque, but not
privacy.
for the reasons you think.
Privacy bubble. Yeah, it's the matrimonial bubble.
Yes, yeah. So listen to this song and know that we appreciate you. Do you realize we appreciate you? I've been one of your hosts, Brett Weaver. I've enjoyed a Celis White with a piece of orange in it.
I'm Monica Ballard. I've been enjoying a rum punch.
That was Reed over there who was enjoying
the first of several Palomas.
There we go. And Doug.
Who is enjoying a Helles.
There we go.
Helles beers.
Helles beers.
Helles.
Listen to this.
Helles good.
We thank you. And we will talk to you later.
Bye.
Making sure I do this right. Here we go.
Do you?